Ah, at least we can do the senses.
Fuck it, this is not essential.
Oh well. Welcome back to Accidentally Fasting, everybody. I'm opening the 2020 census as we speak. Because since we're at home and I got nothing else to do right now.
You should sing the mail time song.
I think I have to do this on the internet, so what a waste of mail. They should have just emailed everybody in America, because that's how you sort your email addresses in the email address book.
The older folk probably love filling it out.
There's no...
It's like the crossword puzzle.
It's instructing me.
20 years.
It's instructing me to go. I was thinking about taking up crossword puzzle. They don't keep you, what is it? I was reading that if you did crossword puzzles every day or whatever...
It reduces,
It doesn't. It doesn't do anything.
Oh, it doesn't?
Maybe it wasn't crossword puzzles. Well, I suck at crossword puzzles, though.
It's
okay.
Anything to build neurons. It's really annoying.
I'm done with the mail, sorry. Okay. Hey, everybody, we're back. We're fucking back. We did it. We made it, what, 5 weeks? I think we did five.
Yeah, because we didn't do the
Hold on. Hey, everybody.
Oh, we're back. Hey, you know what, guys? Guess what? I get to enjoy a beer now.
Shit.
We're going to be back to our sloppy drunk episodes. Just kidding. We can't do that.
Well, we can, but we're parents now.
I mean, one of us could do
one at a time.
Yeah.
One at a time, motherfuckers. Well, it's not like we're going to go out and buy anything anyway. I mean,
dude, I missed you guys. I miss talking to you guys. I mean, it's like you guys are my little imaginary friends that I can just sit here and chit-chat with.
It's been fucking crazy, even though nobody's listening to our bank. Yeah. I'm so glad, though, because there were some shitty episodes in there. Like, we were fucking struggling, dude. To come up with... I think we have two more in the bank, so we had, like, eight in the bank. To come up with eight fucking episodes for no reason in, like, 2 weeks or whatever?
Yeah, like, and the same shit. Like, I was, you know, like, fucking 10,000 weeks pregnant. It's not like I went anywhere. I was tired AF. Like, I didn't feel like talking. You can probably tell, but...
Jesus, yeah.
I mean, yeah, but... Shout out to Alex for pushing that, though, because I guess it kept our podcast alive. So.
Yeah, dude, we actually, last week's episode, so I've been paying attention to podcasts, like, podcasters, people who do podcasting, and everybody's like, holy shit, like, where have all the listens gone?
So that's good to know that's just not us and our shitty bank episode.
Yeah, it's not just the, we're not the only shitty, you know what it is?
Episode.
Everybody's like, you know what, I seriously, I don't think that one came out yet. Shh.
Oh, shit.
No, I think it did. Now I lost my, everybody's like, you know what, I didn't need that podcast in my life. I needed fucking... You know, Toyota Corolla Virus 2019 Corolla Virus.
Well, I think I kind of like go into that too, because I'll try and, you know, relax and listen to relaxing podcasts, but then I end up on my phone Googling shit about the Toyota Corolla Virus. So, like,
yeah.
It's like your brain doesn't really want you to relax. I mean, accidentally relaxing, you know, that's what we are, because we don't talk about it.
Yeah,
sometimes we do.
So to update everybody on shit that's happened since fucking we... Actually, so you don't know this. I don't remember when our bank started, but it was like 2 weeks before Fox was born. Like, I don't remember how many episodes right now have been bank, but we've been off duty. We've been off the clock for a while now. But anyway, fucking, it was the plague-isodes. It was the pregnant-isodes. It was the burger-sode. There's some other, accidentally fasting. The episode was a fake one. We recorded it ahead. Haha, we got you assholes.
Oh, we did like the YouTube drama one.
That was that one. Yeah. Then, so I've been paying attention to a lot of this shit and I've been interacting with podcasters online cause we're all crybabies and you know, I was talking about something and they were like, the NBA shut down. That was the big thing. And they were like, well, fuck. I don't have anything to podcast about because my podcast is an NBA podcast. And somebody else was like, oh, well, we're an NBA history podcast, so we're good. You know, we're just the history of the NBA. And somebody else was like, well, we're nothing, so we've been good, you know. We don't get listens still, but we got content. And So in that thread, just to finish real quick, in that thread, a lot of people were commenting because so many fucking podcasts... copied after us. We were the first, you know it.
Yeah, 20 fuckers.
We started in 1920. Fuck everybody. We podcasted way back then. First ones to do the podcast about nothing. Even before Seinfeld, we actually came up. We gave Larry David the idea for a show about nothing.
Wasn't Bunny Ears like who you copied off?
Well, no, I'm faking it. Yeah, we copied off. But yeah, actually, I wanted to shout out to Macaulay Culkin. Hopefully, he makes it through coronavirus 2019.
I can't believe he's fucking. Let's talk about his relationship with Brenda Song. Like, that's some shit.
He left that. They were on a show together. Some show.
Wow.
And then they started dating. From that one episode, they were like, fuck it, dude, let's date. But he would not, in the beginning of Bunny Ears, even mention her name. He'd just be like, my special lady friend. Which I think is silly, but he's a silly guy.
He met his little stuffed animal, Jackson.
Yeah, fucking A, dude.
So, but I do think that, give it like a week, because we're only on week one of the official, or was last week the official, like, lockdown. I mean, every state's different, though, but...
Dude, I have no fucking
clue. I know
clue.
That Ohio barely started... this, but New Mexico started last, so...
We're ahead of the curve, motherfucker!
Yeah, we just watched our governor speak on, you know, the...
The phone.
Yeah.
The phone. We watched on the phone. So, yeah, like, we have been ahead of most states, I think, surprisingly, thanks to Michelle Peter Griffin, our governor, and Dr. Smellballs, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And literally, those are the people who are leading us into the apocalypse.
So I just want to redact, like, that episode we did about the coronavirus. Like, I feel really shitty about that, because we were one of those people that were like...
No, dude, I called it! Go back and listen. Fucking, I asked Lamar, I was like, dude, what do you think is going to happen when it hits America? And he was like... Dude, we're calm, we're a good nation. And I was like, fuck no, dude. Everybody loves zombie movies.
Well, you're the one that was talking about how you need to drive. You were talking about how you would have to drive your car to leave the... Like, you would need gas or whatever.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about prep stuff, but...
A little bit. We got a little bit into the poopy porn.
It was just not something, like... It's just hard to... think that this is really a Spanish flu 1918, you know?
Well, it's not that bad.
I mean, like, yeah, like, and that's, out of their ears. And that's
a
yeah,
lot of
turning
people.
Blue.
That's the thing.
And that's the thing, too, with the Spanish flu of 1918, like, the hospital, like, the method of treatment of it was using, you know, sucking out blood and shit.
So. Well, they were like, people congregate, go outside. There's no flus in the outside world. So... I don't know. I'm fucking tired of this shit, and it hasn't even begun, but I'm not going to be like those fucking celebrities who went to their $40 million chateaus, Chateau de Santa Monica, and fucking they're like, I've been in quarantine for like 2 days, y'all. I can't go. I can't fly to New York this weekend.
It's like their fucking house and their property, and they like is like a fucking little town. Like the Kardashians, like
yeah.
Out here,
meanwhile,
dude.
Fucking like
they're just
people...
upset because they can't go. Their stupid little like fucking functions or whatever. Their bullshit.
Yeah, their galas.
Yeah.
Their balls.
Yeah, so we're surviving, well, because we were basically on quarantine. Like, we just had a baby.
Dude, we lucked out.
He doesn't have his shots, so it's like we were selective about who would come over anyway. You had to have your flu shot.
And before he was born, we hit Costco, like, 4 times in a row every paycheck to fucking stock up for 3 months of shit.
Yeah,
cause
like,
we were
paper
like...
stuff. Like, we have... I mean, yeah, like, we were good before this. But, you know, I guess I'm happy,
but
though,
but people...
That
our
we...
friends aren't, though. That's the thing, is like...
And we have a newborn to keep us entertained, too. Everybody else sitting there whacking off.
I wouldn't... I don't think entertained
does
is the...
Pornhub
is skyrocketing
oh,
right
I
now.
Bet.
I saw the statistics.
But I would think people would be so depressed they don't want to masturbate anymore.
I don't think that ever happens.
Oh, shit. So there's this porn that my sister sent me. It's like...
Worse than the Ninja Turtle porn?
Yeah, worse than...
Did you watch that?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. I should have.
He lying.
I should have done the research. We should do a React podcast to it.
My sister sent me one. It was like, coronavirus hospital patient gets fucked. She said it was really bad. But it's on Pornhub if you guys are interested.
I'm pretty surprised that Coca-Cola, the company, is not doing wash hands across America.
Ooh.
Fucking idiots. Come on. Up your game. You're a global fucking... You're a global enterprise. And people still... I saw people stocking up on fucking Coke and whatever else Coke owns. Fanta.
Well, see, what I want to know is if you guys have any recommendation for soap, because my hands are fucking dying. Like, they're...
There's no soap anymore. You can't buy it. It's gone. Oh, we're fucked. Yeah. We can't...
Really? We have a... Yeah, we have the big old jugs. But...
Oh, we've got tons of hand soap.
But how come hand sanitizer isn't as effective as soap then? Or the washing...
Part of the way that... what do you call it? It's the... the more you... I don't know what the fuck we're doing. Okay, anyway. The virus... is cover everything in everything that's alive is made up of lipids, right? They're fats or whatever that are the two-tailed fats, and the one tail is long. It's like two fingers with a bulbous sphere at the end. I don't know, something like that. But anyway, everything is made up of that shit. And the soap, so the virus is made up of lipids, which are fats. And then the virus, the bad shit is inside, but the lipids attach to the lung cells. And then, I don't even know why we're talking. I am not a doctor. I watched a Kurz Gesagt video, and that's how I know this. So if I'm wrong, it's Kurz Gesagt's fault. So anyway, so if you get the virus on your hands and you wash your hands with soap, the soap breaks down the lipids and it dries out the viruses and the viruses die. And then it makes your hands slippery and the viruses who haven't broken down wash away.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So that's why they say to do it to 20 seconds or happy birthday or whatever. So, but that's also, since we are made up of lipids, that's why. So you're literally destroying your hands when you wash them and you don't lubricate.
Yeah, I mean, because postpartumly, I think my skin is just freaking out right now because that, you know, the increase of the total fucking abolition of my pregnancy hormones making
Thanks,
my
Abraham
skin
Lincoln.
Freak out. But anyways, yeah, we were already quarantined.
Shit, dude, we've been doing
there.
This. We've been doing this. We were way ahead of the curve.
Yeah, we're like, oh, you guys can't leave your house.
I know.
Like,
welcome
to
the fucking club.
So let's talk about some things that we've been doing to entertain ourselves. So first thing is we do have a newborn, and that's a lot, shit ton of fucking work. We also have a Nintendo Switch.
Hit us up on the Switch, bitches. DM me on Twitter. We'll play some
I
Minecraft.
I never thought I would see the day that I'd be playing Minecraft, but I guess that's...
Shit, dude. Everybody needs to play Minecraft. That's where... Actually, did you see, and I hate to be like the current events type bullshit, you know, because nobody gives a fuck, but that some Journalists Without Borders organization, some ragtag operation called Journalists Without Borders, they built a Minecraft server. They built a library in it. And people who can't normally send political documents because of, you know, fascism and Americanism or whatever it is, like, this is an international... So they just play Minecraft, right? But they log on to these servers that connect to the library, and they put books in the library. They upload their documents, their political document, about their fascist...
Holy shit.
...imperialist and whatever leadership... And they put it in the library. And then the libraries, there are these rogue libraries. And they sync to the master library. So you can go to this badass fucking library that somebody built in Minecraft. The Journalists Without Borders. And read international fucking... Well, it could be propaganda, yeah. But it's also freedom document. Hmm. Because if you, that's a moving target. You know, you're just playing Minecraft on a different port. You can put Minecraft servers on whatever port you want.
I know because I have them, but... episode, dude.
I'm sorry. It was just... No, the library itself...
Yeah, that's crazy.
The library itself is really cool. Like, I mean, not everybody's into Minecraft, but if you're into architecture and... architecture... If you're into building things and stuff, like, I mean, just keep in mind they do it one cube at a time, and you gotta shape and make the cubes look the right way, and then you build the building, and then you gotta organize it. They're real books and real papers in digital form, right? It's like the fucking, what is it called? Ready Player One. It's like that. You go to the virtual world, you upload your information. It's fucking crazy. I want to make a public library that's just for bullshit, not for anything, for memes. A meme library. Sorry.
I didn't know what to say to that. I lost my thoughts. We're,
political dissidents are uploading real documents of their country's shit to a video game to share with the world.
I know.
It's that's fucking crazy.
I guess I was just wrapping head around. Mm. I mean, especially now that we're social law and
stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a cool way to, like, you know, meet up with people, do video game stuff.
Man, I haven't checked on my trucker dump to see how they're handling
dumper,
this. I mean,
dumper trucks?
Sure they're still working.
Actually, he's probably not recording his podcast right now since I'm not gonna... Anyway, how have you been?
That's a good question. You know, I've been okay. I'm gonna do a whole separate episode about postpartum life because I think there's a lot of shit that people gloss over about postpartum life, and I think if I would have had, like, listened to a podcast that really explained resources that are out there and, like, actual things to prep you, especially if you have a mental health history, like, then I would have been way better off. Or just at least, like, a little less scared and, you know, because there's so many things that happen to you. And I think the first thing is, like, knowing that it's normal, but sometimes it's not normal, and it's kind of how to cheat between. But, like, the thing is, just never sleep.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm regretting right now that we didn't get him a onesie, like a onesie that said straight out of pussy. That'd have been fucking hilarious, dude.
Wait, I think somebody sent me like a correct or they
straight out of mommy.
Yeah, straight out of mommy.
That's pretty good.
That's better than.
Yeah, I mean it caters to the cesarean crowd, but you know what's gonna be fucking crazy?
Cesarean crowd.
You know what's gonna be crazy is when all those horrible, like fucking life ruining wildfires start up again, and all the firefighters are like, "Fuck that! I'm not gonna fight fires. I'm gonna stay home because Corolla 19 is happening."
Oh man, I there's so many things to think about, and so I guess for me, it's like you asked how I am. I mean, I feel good overall. Like, I think, you know, we're in our own little bubble. I think when you have a newborn, you're just isolated anyway. But I have been feeling very anxious about all this. It's so uncertain. It's so vague. It's like, yeah, it could be on lockdown for another 2 weeks. It could go on till June and all this shit. So, like, nobody knows, you know? And it's like...
Yeah, what's crazy to me is, like, that it's indefinite. Like, you're just like, yeah, they say 15 days because they don't want people to panic. Like,
yeah.
they don't want the idiots out there.
If they said, 3 months, then people would fucking...
Yeah, well, I mean, like, the thing is there, you know what they should be doing is setting up fucking open-air grocery stores so people don't have to go to fucking Smith's or whatever, or Kroger, or what do you guys have in Australia? Woolworths, you're not gonna get a Woolworths, but you just set it up at the center of the city, you know, just goods, and then people can go get them as they need them, you know? Like, I'm surprised they haven't done, like... resource centers, little pop-up grocery stores and shit. To me, that makes better sense than being inside a building where so many fucking people go with circulating air, and you have to walk down the same aisles and where everybody's been walking all day, coughing all over the beans.
The good news is most people fart all over those grocery stores, so I don't think the COVID, it didn't say anything about fart dropping an exposure risk, so... People mostly just walk around farting.
Boop, 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 boop. Crop dusting,
about it.
That's what
it's
they call
like,
that.
It's the only free place you can do it indoors.
Hey, you know what? I was talking to our favorite friend, Pat Lohman, the other day, and he said that...
Shout
he
out
said
to
that
him.
That he learned that super morbidly obese people smush their poop down the drain in the shower
told you
from
that.
Us.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought you were saying you learned that from him.
No,
so
he learned it from... He told me that he learned it from us.
From our episode?
Yeah, isn't that cool? We had an influence on...
I mean, that's one thing I could die happy is knowing that
waffle
I... People know that I'm spreading this accurate information about more people.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm
well,
about to
Well, more and more
600.
We all... Sorry, I was just, you know... More and more, we're all going to be pooping in the shower because there's no toilet paper. So we'll just... Is waffle stomping USA.
You know, don't you think that the 600-pound people, they should really be, like, the martial law people should be knocking on their door and rationing their food because they're taking all the
Dude,
fucking food.
How many...
And toilet paper.
Wait a minute. How many... No, they just use a rag on a stick. But... How many super obese people do you think are going to lose weight during this because there's no fucking food?
No, dude, they're gaining tons of weight because they need to hoard everything.
Do you think they did that? I mean, not everyone was smart enough.
I'm
going to
go ahead and blame
obese.
The morbidly obese crisis right
but
now.
But they never go outside.
They should call it the My 600-pound virus.
I don't think it's affected one 600-pound person. That'd be a Guinness Book of World Records. Not really. But, so, you were in the middle of saying something. I'm sorry.
I don't fucking know. I was just saying that I think that it's fucked up that people are still being selfish with food and just eating a ton, you know?
So I have come to the opinion that... There aren't really that many hoarders out there. Like, we're in Albuquerque, and if you drive 8 hours in any direction to get to any other city, like, but New Mexico is fucking massive, and there's all these people living out on farms that go shopping maybe once or twice a year, if that. So, the virus comes to America, these people are already pretty much preppers, right? They're living out in the middle of nowhere, they go shopping once in a while, get all the shit. Well, the virus comes to America, and they're like, fuck this, I need to hit Costco. So all these people, normal people, not assholes, they come into town to get all the shit that they need. What do they need? A lot of fucking toilet paper, dude. And other shit, too, you know.
Yeah,
and they're
like
prepping
all throughout the country, though.
Well, no, I understand, but I'm saying that, like, there's a plausible reason for shit being gone here that isn't people being assholes in Albuquerque. Because a lot of people are very short-sighted and just see the greater vicinity of the metro area as, like, their entire life. But, I mean, if you think about, like, just outside of Albuquerque, we've got fucking Cedar Crest and Tijeras and Chile and Mountain Air going down south and shit. Edgewood, Moriarty, Klein's Corners, all these places where people come here once a year to get their shit from big stock stores. Like, of course shit's gone. Because then all Albuquerque's freaking out. They're freaking out. The outsiders, the country people. And they come in, they find shit's gone, they go to Target, they buy a fuck ton of it. Because they normally buy a fuck ton of it at Costco. But if you buy a box of toilet paper at Costco, you're a normal person. If you buy the same amount of toilet paper at Target, you're a fucking weirdo. Because it just looks like a shit ton more. Because you only got the fucking, you know, you don't have the nice neat packaging or whatever. So all these people I see online are taking pictures of people like that. At the normal grocery store buying fucking a year's supply of toilet paper. And it's like, who the fuck are you, dude? You don't know if these people are, if they got a farm and they're 200 miles outside of the nearest city and they've got six kids to feed, fuck them.
And they got more than one wife. I mean, the wives have to go poop, you know?
Sorry, we have remotes jiggling on the table.
We're not recording.
We don't care. We gave up. We're done.
Stop. Why would you... Wait, are responses required by law for this?
Well, yeah, but who actually? I mean, yeah, we'll respond.
Well, we got nothing better to do.
Shit, yeah, dude, I'm going to respond like, motherfucker, I'm going to be like, we got 10 kids this year, you get to chew up my taxes. But, I mean, so I'm just kind of like, I'm over, you know, the whole everybody's hoarding thing. Because, I mean, if you think about it, there's these little rural communities where people do this all. That's why Costco is bigger than Walmart. That's why Sam's Club exists, because Costco, the super huge bulk store, outdid Walmart. And so Walmart's response to Costco was Sam's Club.
Well, and I think it's just like, you know, you hear about a crisis going on, so people naturally are going to get toilet paper and things that they need. So it's everybody at once getting it. And so that maybe that's why it seems like it's
right.
All, you know, but it's multiple people getting it. Like, we were going to go for toilet paper and paper towels.
Well, we went for normal shit. I mean, we were like, oh shit, we're almost out of toilet paper. It's time to go. And then we missed out. But like, I'm thinking like, somebody's like, hey, maybe these people are smarter than, you know, a lot of these people give them credit for. Like, maybe Steve has four brothers and sisters and his parents, and they all live in the same city, and maybe they live near each other or whatever. They don't even have to live near each other, but they all live in the same city, or they all live out in some fucking farm, and some dude is like, hey, Steve, the dad is like, hey, Steve, you're the healthiest of us. Would you go to the store and buy toilet paper for all of your siblings and your parents and tortillas and whatever people don't eat in eat outside of New Mexico? I don't know, like bread or whatever.
But I mean, they were good. Like, it's good to do it though, because look at us now. I mean, we can't leave. Like, they're like, only go to the grocery store if it's absolutely necessary.
So now look at that. Yeah, that's a good point. So now that our governor, Michelle Peter Griffin, just came on the TV and said, you know, hey,
shout out to her. She grabs balls, dude.
Yeah, she grabbed this Corolla 2019 model Toyota Corolla by the cajones. Fuck. So she said, if you have a big family, don't all go to the store. Send one person to the store. So now that one person is shopping for seven. We have big families in New Mexico. Well, what are they going to buy? We're in New Mexico. They're going to buy a fuck ton of beans and rice and tortillas and bell peppers and green chili and shit. But if you're going for seven people or seven people's families, you got to buy a lot and it looks like you're a fucking hoarder. But no, the governor said this is the best thing to do. So now people are going to be pissed at the fucking people who are buying for their families, not realizing, oh shit, yeah, duh, the government told us not to go fucking...
And I'm just, it's just people are being jackasses by posting pictures of people at stores. Because they're posting pictures, somebody did on the subreddit Albuquerque, of somebody at, like, the social distancing at Total Wine with the lines. And then this one dude was like, is old men in ball caps also required by this? Because it was just a bunch of old dudes. But, like, come on, dude, leave the poor dudes alone. Yeah. That's so sad.
Well, fuck, dude, you gotta protect your head. That's an orifice.
But, I don't know, like, why are people... I understand they're bored and stuff. It's not fucking, you know, BDA.
I think the problem is everybody's assuming everybody else is an asshole. You know? They're like, oh, that guy is buying a fuck ton of fucking, you know, beans and rice. He must be a piece of shit.
Yeah, and it's like... I don't know. I guess I'm more altruistic in the fact that I think that most people are good, you know? I don't think that most people are sociopathic fucking... I mean, I think a lot of people are inconsiderate, but I see that there's a lot of good stuff going on in, you know, Albuquerque, at least, like, community-wise, for people wanting to help each other more than not, you know.
Well, and that's what I mean. Like, if now the governor is saying, like, there are people who are alive in the world who are smarter than the people in the government, right? It's just a fucking, it's an inevitability that somebody is smarter than some people who work for the government. So, you know, what if these people were the ones who went shopping and bought all the shit and they were like, I'm just going to give all this shit to my brother and sister. They need, you know, two dozen boxes of toilet paper and four cameras and five things of Hunger Man's. And people are using condoms as one-time use gloves to push buttons.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's pretty smart and going to lead to a lot of COVID babies.
Yeah, that's that's crazy. Well, I mean, people are probably like, they probably don't even want to wear condoms. Fuck it, you know, disease, maybe.
You're going to die anyway, might as well bring children into the world.
But,
that's what we did, though. Can't judge.
Well, we didn't have a baby. Well, so
we had,
would you consider Fox a COVID baby, or because he was born before it?
He was born pre-COVID.
But I mean, this shit is like, it's just, it's really nerve-wracking to have a newborn during this time. People are well, supposedly people are hoarding stuff, so a lot of the shit is gone that you need.
Stores, I would say, in my opinion, it's more, stores are just out of normal shit that people don't always buy. The people expect shit to be there. So, you go to the store, you expect toilet paper to be there, you know? And so, like, when you can't find the toilet paper, like, turns out people buy fucking baby wipes. And they... Jesus, I am so sorry, people.
He's been holding them in for, like, however many weeks.
8 weeks. I got 8 weeks of these motherfuckers coming out. But no, you know, you got... So, I couldn't find baby wipes. And we only had, like, 200 or 300 left, which you think is a lot. You fucking think 200 baby wipes is a lot. That's like one poop's worth of baby wipes.
Yeah, for real.
Jesus. And then you got some of them, you got color-coded, you got the baby wipes for the black poop, you got the baby wipes for the yellow poop, and now we have baby wipes for the green poop, and there's all these rainbows of poop. And I hate to be that guy. I never wanted to be the guy who's
the
like...
the parent that's like, oh, about God, my kid's poop.
You never know how much you care about poop till you have a baby.
I certainly did. Shit, dude. I mean, I'm always like making sure, okay.
See, and I'm the opposite. I'm like, God, he pooped. Let me get this over with as quickly as humanly possible.
Now I'm like inspecting.
It's mustard on cottage cheese. That's what baby shit looks like.
It depends if they're formula or breastfed.
Yeah, at least this guy, he's been pooping yellow for a while.
I would say the breastfed's like lots of tons of poop, so like you're feeding him, then he like sharts and explodes right
then. Oh, God, yeah.
But then the formula ones are like once per day, but they're like fucking the biggest shit you would ever imagine and the smelliest.
True. Except for I had one experience where like I opened the diaper, it's the biggest yellow shit ever, and then... He, TMI, and poor guy, I shouldn't be saying this, but he pooped more, and his butt's covered in poop, because it's in a diaper, dude. If I shit my pants, you know, my butt would be covered in poop, so that's how it is. So he's got a poop-covered butt, and then, all of a sudden, there's a stream, so I grabbed a wipe, and I put my hand there, and the stream of shit comes
out. Oh, thank you.
Out into my hand, and I was just like... staring at shit in the diaper, shit on the changing pad, shit on the wipe, and now shit in my hand. And I'm just, like, sitting there, like, waiting for more. Just putting up with it.
Well,
like,
fuck it, this is my life now. I was watching your mom change diaper, and all of a sudden, because, you know, I warned her. I'm like, you know, I don't know if he's done pooping, because she was feeding him. She's like, oh, but better change him.
Yeah.
I'm like, usually I wait till after him eating the poop large.
Yeah.
Sure enough, she wipes his butt. Poop comes squirting so high.
Goddamn.
And yeah, it's just
shit's
one
like
of those
an animal.
Things, just one of those things that they just don't tell you. They don't tell you on PBS. But I mean, other than that, being parent is it's amazing, but it's
just... yeah, it's not. You know what it did? You know what happened to me during this time while we were away was, you know, I saw my son being born and I was like, holy shit! Like seeing, and I don't mean just like straight out to pussy, but he was like, you know, the labor process, the whole pregnancy process, the 22 hours of Katie in a hospital bed screaming, the next 8 hours of Fox sticking his head out slowly, all that shit. Like, the stress of What did they call it? They have the dips in the blood pressure and they want to see it bounce back. And they're like, we have some inconsistent dips where it's like, you have a contraction and then after the contraction,
yeah,
his heart dipped or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we're not concerned, but this is a thing. And then you read about it because I was awake the entire fucking like 4 days or whatever. And I'm just like, no, this is like, he's going to die. He's fucking dead already. Like, you know, and they were just like, nah. It happens. It's okay.
So that was going on, and you were Googling it while it was happening?
Yeah, because I was awake. It was like the middle of the morning, like 9 a.m.
Was this while I was pushing, or this was before?
No, this was while you were passed out from the visakachapan or whatever.
See, I didn't even know this.
Psilocybin.
So what happened? This is the first time I'm hearing this.
No, you meant well. You mentioned it that day, at least. I mean, you had heard. I thought you remembered it, but. There were a lot of drugs and babies in your system.
Yeah, I don't fucking remember.
So there's a thing where you're having your contractions and, you know, the baby's head is being squeezed at a certain, but this was before that. But they get stressed out. So you're supposed to see the dips of the heart, of the baby's heart rate during a contraction, and they go in tandem. Well, what happens sometimes is the contraction happens and then the dip in the baby's heart rate happens. And I forget what they call that, but it's like a variable latent something.
And I think that's, and usually that progresses to an emergency section. Because I've heard a lot of birth stories where that happened.
Which is, because they're trying to keep the little baby alive, I guess. Like, it's a bad thing, so. But I guess, you know, yours weren't that bad. They weren't like, oh, fuck, or foxes.
But you thought that he was.
But yeah, you know, of course, I hadn't slept at all, and I'm on my phone on that shitty, rock-hard couch that is not a bed. It, like... It was a trick. It's a pull-out bed in the hospital, and you pull on a little tail, and then it flips over, and it's a bed of nails, and you sleep on a bed of nails.
It's awful. They need to seriously, like, do something. Maybe this is why fucking men leave their pregnant baby moms, because they don't got good, comfy hospital beds.
Well, you know what kind of sucks is, like, if I had got more sleep during that, like, I could have slept the entire time. But they really do not accommodate dads, which makes sense because women go through all this shit, right? Like I said, like this was a life-changing experience for me.
You need to be comfortable too for like the main partner providing support.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like, yeah, I would have been able to provide much better care to the extent that I could have had I rested.
Well, like I didn't have a doula. I didn't have any family there at all. So Alex was the one like providing all of the fucking like care while I was having contractions, like, you know, holding me up.
Shit,
and
dude,
fucking...
I counted when our son was
born.
Yeah,
he counted.
Like,
he held up my legs and counted for me and, you know.
Yeah.
So I think.
Shit, I did half the work.
Oh my God. But okay. So I do need to say this. I would never, ever have a baby again.
Fuck
ever.
No, dude. I would
ever.
Never put someone through
ever.
That again.
Ever. Ever. And I don't know. So people say that, but it's because I'm a first-time mom. And, like, I think, you know, it's just really, labor is really hard for first-time moms. I was overdue. I didn't have to be induced, but it was highly recommended that I be induced. Because, like, he wasn't moving as much as I wanted him to. And it was just really nerve-wracking. And, like, I felt like I couldn't. Just relax. I felt like I would have to go to the hospital, you know, to make sure he was okay. So that sucks. I mean, I think when you have a spontaneous labor, then it's better. It's way easier. But I just think first-time moms, I mean, it's
well, but
just
I mean, isn't that because you're almost there already? Like, you know, that's like saying you go to the hospital at 80% versus 20%. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's easier to push out a kid if you're almost pushing out a kid.
Well, yeah, and, like, if you have all the... And it's crazy. I mean, I was certain. I was like, fuck, before all this shit happened, or, you know, before I actually started contracting. No, while I was contracting... Like, I was so nervous that I wasn't ready enough, you know, because my water hadn't broke. I wasn't dilated enough. I wasn't effaced enough, which means your cervix sins, you guys. This is all stuff you need to know.
Fucking
but
nuts, dude.
I thought, I was like, shit, I made a mistake. Like, I'm going to end up having a C-section, which is fine. I mean, that's totally,
too legit to quit.
That's totally a safe procedure, but it's like, you know, it's a lot of recovery.
It's harder
and it's
on
risky,
the body.
You know.
Yeah,
yeah. But... I didn't, and I'm never having a kid again, because
yeah,
you guys
that,
all
dude.
Know how much I love being pregnant.
Dude, it's fucking crazy still to think about that, like, that you were more, you did more of this podcast whilst pregnant than, like, if you look at, like, our original episodes, which, I don't know if a lot of people have listened to them, but, you know, Mardi Gras, we were totally fucking sloshed. Denver, I think we were reasonably sober.
Yeah, I think we were okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we were a little... It's fucking... I mean...
Yeah, but, I
You
mean,
don't got no kids, you traveling, yeah, you're gonna
Vegas?
Drink some...
Dude, fucking hammered. Like, super smashed. Super smash...
Super smash bros.
Super smash couple. And
Hawaii. Oh wait, that was while I was pregnant.
And I didn't drink in Hawaii that much. Cause, I mean,
whenever
I did.
You had that fucking one drink, the fog breather,
dude,
or whatever.
That fucking wrecked me. But you know, like we, it's just so weird to think about these episodes, and I think of them as like our episodes, our fucking iconic. Like we did those were our like real podcast episodes. We moved from one spot to another, and we partied. And there's like, maybe it's because I was on the trips, but you know, really that is not the majority of what we talk about or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that till now too, till you just said that I was mostly, and that kind of sucks because I was miserable a lot of time. I mean, I think like it was on and off, and I definitely didn't record when I was like really shitty.
Shit,
feeling,
man, we're still miserable.
Yeah, we are. I mean, but okay, let's
not really.
Say like.
I mean, you know.
So physically, I feel like right when I had Fox, like. Immediately I was like, oh, my legs aren't swollen. I can sleep on my back. I can sleep on my stomach. Like, you know, these weird, like just random symptoms I have are just all gone right away, you know? So that I will say.
Yeah, that is a blessing, I guess. I mean, the thing that's crazy is like, you know, you have this ability to do shit. Like, and I guess I'm more needed now than when you were pregnant, you know, like as a family member or whatever and a support system. Like we are more, you are allowed to do stuff, but you're more needed by the kid and I'm more needed by the kid and we are more needed by each other. Like when you were pregnant, I would go out and have a beer or whatever and you would go out and do whatever it is pregnant people do. And now, like, even without Coca-Cola virus 2020, we couldn't have. So it's kind of just super weird, like, that we're in this situation where it's like this bizarro fucking world or whatever. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. It's just strange.
It is crazy. And I guess, like, that was probably one of the things I wasn't as emotionally prepared for is just, I mean, I knew like, okay, yeah, your freedom's gonna be taken away when you have a kid, but like you literally you don't have the freedom to go take a shit, you know, or you gotta wait. Like,
well, what sucks is like the comforts that we were looking forward to having once in a while are now gone. So we had to, like you said, we bought a Switch. I got the train set that I'm going to set up with Fox later this week. Like,
and you just, you have to like be each other's support system. Like, hey, dude, I need to take a shit. Like, take the baby, you know? Or
yeah,
like,
dude, the other night he was crying. And I think we should be done with the baby topic now. But the other night he was crying for like an hour, top of his fucking lungs, you know, deepest of the chest screams. And I'm sitting there like, I burped him. I changed his diaper. I did his tummy time to see if he had to take a big old fart. And I fed him, and all of his needs were met, and he's still crying, and I was like, what the fuck is it? And I was like, I tried so hard to not go bug you, and then I got you when you were sleeping, and you came out, and you were like, oh, his dude's past fire, and then he was done, and I was like, son of a motherfucking bitch!
But sometimes, like, when they cry a whole bunch, like, you kind of, like, lose, like, you need a different perspective,
yeah.
Though, you know, because you'll try a million things, and then, I don't know.
That's how, it's funny. That's how, you know, my old sysadmin IT job was. Like, sometimes you get a big problem and you get so wrapped up in it that you just need to sit back and be like, hey, look at this. And then somebody will come up and take care of it. And I learned really quickly to be like, thank fucking God that I asked for help, because
yeah.
It brought in that new perspective, you know, and you have your checklist and you do everything that you possibly can. But sometimes it's just too much for your brain
yeah,
to fucking
like,
do
you
it.
Know, it's stressful when you have something screaming at you, you know, and you can't think.
I know. You know what's cool about us having traveled last year is every place is shut the fuck down right now. Like,
yeah.
Vegas, bomb, gone. Mardi Gras, dead.
Dude, that was, like, the one thing that just, like, made me so sad was just seeing those camera feeds of the...
Of the Strip.
Of the Strip, and...
I don't even want to think about New Orleans. Those poor motherfuckers, dude. Like, they're getting hit hard and stuff, and... They're all
poor.
Do they
have a lot of cases there?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're getting hit really fucking hard.
Because of all the tourists and shit.
Well, yeah, and because everything is customer relations service, whatever, based.
So this quarantine's a really good time to be fasting, guys.
It is, yeah. My friend James brought that up when I was talking to him about something. I don't know, probably like meals, meal prep, and food and stuff. Because everybody, that's the topic du jour.
But do you really? You're sitting around bored. All you have to do is eat. So I guess it's not a good time to fast, but maybe.
Well, if you keep yourself busy, like I haven't been. You know, I rotate from basically video games to TV to movies to YouTube, then do that cycle again.
My days are just constantly trying to...
I know. Yeah, it's horrible.
But I'm not fasting, I would say. I mean, I guess, kind of. Like, I wait a while to eat my first meal, and then I'm also sort of doing OMAD, the one meal a day where you just have one meal. But that's the way it works out, because I get up super early... And, you know, I have no other time to eat anyway.
I know, but our cycles are all off.
But I'm back on my fitness kick. Follow me on my fatness pal, Honey Bun Heaven, so I can have some more friends who are trying to lose weight during this crazy time.
Well, it's also a good way to preserve food, right? Because we're usually, at least I'm overweight a little bit, so I, you know, usually overeat. So it's good to, like, learn or to lose weight and conserve food so you're not having to go to the store all the time and all that shit. So that's like, there's a bunch of benefits to it.
Well, and I think like not having a social life, like going out with people makes it a lot easier too, because you're not like, you know, partying and stuff and going out and then binge drinking, binge eating and all
that's
that.
That's true, yeah. Like being out at 2 a.m. at an Applebee's and like, oh, I want those balls wigs.
I'll get some lots of rolls, sticks, 2,000 calories.
God
but,
dang, I need to get that shit.
I mean,
Grubhub.
It also helps like just having, you know, not having time to eat when caravan is like.
That's true. Yeah, you got to trade off eating times and shit. Like you get we ordered Grubhub yesterday. And, like, we had to take turns eating. That's how it is, though. You gotta feed him, and then you eat, and then somebody does a diaper, and then you get grossed out, so you don't eat, and then whatever. Like, it's a cyclical fucking thing. But, so I saw Applebee's tweeted, because we follow them. They're one of the prestigious people that we actually follow on Twitter. And, or corporations, I guess, franchises. It's... Fucking, they tweeted, support your local Applebee's by doing Takeout Tuesday.
What? Why like, would you need to support Applebee's? Like, they should just already be done already.
I mean, I think I've said it before. I'm tired of the, like, our regions are all blending together or whatever. Like, there's no... And we're losing shit, which is what sucks. Like, the big companies take over. Like, Panda comes in and makes Chinese food. And then real Chinese food, which... I mean, it's hard to come by, but goes out of business. And who's going to survive this is fucking Panda. You know?
Are ignorant, like, normal Americans that
Dang,
agree with...
shots fired.
Sorry. That, I mean, you're stereotype of a normal American, which isn't true, but the ones that agree with Donald Trump that's a Chinese virus, are they being even stupid about Panda Express?
What do you mean? I don't know.
Like,
oh, yeah, no, I don't know. I guess I heard that they were not, that people, the douchers were not eating at Chinese places.
Well, I just wonder if they're like that with Panda Express, you know, it's
I would
like
think
the most American
so. I don't know.
Thing
people
ever.
People were stupid. You never know. But I know that people were not drinking Corona, like...
Oh, yeah, that's, well, New Mexico supposedly was the number one state that Googled if Corona was real.
Oh, man, us? God.
Yeah.
Damn it!
Yeah, of course we were. But I thought people drink more Dos Equis here than Corona. Like, I don't see too many people...
I think it depends.
It's more
like
a white person thing.
Or Tecate. I mean, I drank a lot of Tecate in college.
Nasty dude.
One time we bought this box. We were with our friend, and we were all super poor at the time, and so we pooled our money together to get a 12-pack of Tecate Light for some reason. Or no, it was PBR. And in the PBR box was Tecate Light. And we were like, how the fuck does a 12-pack box of PBR come with Tecate Light in it?
Would you say that the Tecate Light was better than the PBR?
No, but it was also like... years and years and years ago. I mean,
you see that breweries are making
nice,
like that's what they're using their skills for and everything.
Yeah, so our field correspondent Miles was saying that some distilleries are doing that here in town, so that's cool. Like, I mean, they make alcohol, they might as well, right?
Yeah.
That was Katie. That wasn't Alex.
You were talking while you did it. What was the baby, dude? It wasn't me.
Yeah, it was the baby.
You know, it's... sorry, another baby thing. thing, but get over it. We're parents. We just had a kid. Okay.
Yeah. That's but just so it's clear, I don't want to be. I don't ever want to be kid focused podcast.
We
it's
ain't
just
gonna
fuck,
be.
Dude. This shit's us, and us is this, and this is us.
Well, yeah. I mean, I talked about my fucking weird ass. Did I talk about hemorrhoids during pregnancy? I mean, I talk about everything, whatever. But the fun thing is about babies, they fart like real humans. Like they fart loud. So like now I can just blame it on
his voice
him.
Is all. But his farts are all... Yeah. So I have heard it is suspect that Whole Foods, the Amazon, is swooping in with all of its fucking money and buying other stores' grocery shipments to put... Not... to put those businesses out of business.
That was a Katie, not me.
to put those businesses out of business. I don't know why. It doesn't matter. But they obviously keep their doors open while other businesses suffer. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
But I expect that from them. I mean, from a company
yeah, dude,
like Amazon.
Both of
they're
them
evil
are evil.
As fuck.
Like,
well,
like
Amazon
it's like
owns
the
Whole
two
Foods.
Most evil people you could ever expect. I mean, it's like how when Walmart was putting McDonald's in there, you know? They're both evil
yeah.
AF.
Remember when there were more Subways than McDonald's and everybody was like talking, there's more Subways than McDonald's
I think
in the world.
That's still that way, right?
I don't know. I think quantity over quality, motherfuckers. There's only one restaurant of whatever, then I'm going there. Then I'm not going to every Subway
you
ever.
You know, soon, Apple, if we survive this quarantine and the depression that follows it, Applebee's will be, mark my words, they will be in Walmarts after all
dude,
this.
Dude, that would be
they
sweet.
They have to do it.
Dude. I hope they're in Targets.
Oh, that would be awesome. Why
fuck
don't
Starbucks,
they have
put Applebee's in.
Dude, they should make, because people
that's
spend.
That's called a mall.
Let me finish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So Targets are like people go to Targets now more than malls. Like people fucking love Target. Oh. You know that video you saw of the dads hanging out
yeah,
in the parking lot?
Yeah, that was
lot?
So true. I've but, never met anybody at Target like that, but I would tailgate at Target.
But I think if Target started putting like different stuff in there, you know, like if they had a Sephora in there, like a mall, and then they had
oh, like a JCPenney,
Johnny Rockets in there
you know
and
what?
Shit. Like
that's...
I would hang out there every day, and then a fucking Cheesecake Factory.
Fox is trying to chime in.
I guess
he's got heavy opinions on malls versus department stores.
Are there malls with Targets in there?
So I don't know, but when I was little, didn't Macy's have restaurants and shit back in the day? Like I'm pretty sure those classy ass motherfucking shithole
like
stores.
Maybe like in New York.
Yeah, but. No, I think that, like, I'm pretty sure I remember, not me remember, but remember hearing that in the Midwest. Like, remember Bishop's, which I think is Furs out here?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure that they would, like, connect to these stores, even if they weren't specifically in them, but not the standalone stores, just the mall stores or whatever. Like, a Piccadilly would be inside a Piggly Wiggly or whatever. Those are real stores and restaurants, though.
I'm sure. Don't we have the South?
I don't know. Yeah. Hi, Atlanta.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
So, would you rather have a mall and a Target or a Target and a mall?
Damn, sucker. To me, there's no difference. It doesn't matter because I'm not going to the... I hate
malls.
I want
a damn mall and a Target, dude.
I fucking hate malls, though. And can you imagine going to the mall now?
Yeah.
Like, should be like 9/11 all over again.
Well,
do you remember
the mall
it?
Is not open.
So... Do you remember it being like this after 9/11? It was not, right? Like, people were going out, like,
no.
Solidarity and America together and shit. And
I
now,
don't know. I mean, I was 11 years old. I don't really remember.
Yeah, I remember 9/11. I remember when it happened when I was in Hawaii. And then I remember watching Iraq get bombed when I was in Georgia. And those were both crazy fucking experiences where they stopped everything in school. And then I remember schools being closed, like us going home and shit, even in Hawaii.
Well, my school was stupid because I was in fifth grade and then they wouldn't tell us. So they made an announcement, like they carried on school as normal and they made an announcement, like the principal's like, something terrible has happened.
Oh,
please go
Ohio.
Home. Please go home and talk to your parents about it. And then
what?
They didn't tell us. So like we were all really freaked out. And of course, you know, you don't have cell phones back then. But nobody knew what was going on. And then I came home. And my sister was like sitting on the couch, like crying, like watching the TV.
That's so nuts, dude.
And she was like, she's like, oh, like she was mad because I wasn't. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. She's like, you don't know what's going on.
Well, especially when you're that young, it's hard to understand. Like, and what's weird is my memory of it in Hawaii is so fucking different than what I hear from people here because, I mean. You know, as you know, when we visited Hawaii, it's like another country. Like, you're totally removed. It's not like America, really. And even though it is like America in some other ways. But I remember, like, our teachers being like, this is a disaster, and, you know, it's probably going to crash the stock market, and your parents are going to lose a lot of money, and, like, shit like
Damn,
that.
Damn, dude. Yeah. So you were in seventh grade, because I was in fifth.
Yeah, I was in middle school. I was actually in, we had a class that each split up once a quarter, so we had business or whatever, like, economics, like, where you learned how to write a check. And then home ec, wood shop, and then something else that I don't remember. But I was in the business class, and we were probably learning how to write checks. And they turned on the TV, and they were, like, showing the towers. And the towers hadn't fallen or whatever. But, yeah, it was a very different reaction because it's 4 or 5 million miles away or whatever. Like, practically on Mars. So, super strange to remember that. Really surreal moment where, like...
So, did they have the same reaction? Like, were they all patriotic and shit after it happened? Like, the rest of it? Because I remember, like, in Ohio, I mean, George Bush was the president. So, like, you know, everybody was super ultra, like, patriotic and...
Yeah. I don't know. I mean...
That song, do you remember that country song about 9/11?
No, I don't. I blocked out a lot of the money-making schemes from the disasters.
Oh, wait, dude, I should make a country song about coronavirus. Like a really emotional
Hand
one.
Me a corona.
Deal with the corona.
So it's what's interesting is I think that was the first U.S. attack on U.S. soil since Pearl Harbor. So I think there was that sort of, you know, sympathy there where Hawaii was like, oh, we know what this is like. But even then it was an American military base and we were just occupying Hawaii. We were part of the U.S. But
yeah, were we?
I don't know. I know that
Alaska was the last state.
If you'd asked me like 15 years ago, I would have known the answer to that.
So
but I haven't thought about it in so long. Liliuokalani.
Oh, okay.
And she was locked in a room for fucking forever. And I visited that room. It was really depressing because it's not much bigger than the room we're in right now.
Is it worse than the quarantine?
She was quarantined for like decades
or
whatever till she died.
Obviously.
It was fucked up. But so what's interesting too is that I just read Under the Blood Red Sun, which is a book about Japanese Americans living in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Japanese citizens, U.S. citizens. So, fuck, that's the same thing. Okay. Anyway, Japanese people living in Hawaii, and what happened, like the discrimination and how they were all arrested and some people were shot for no reason. Like the main kid in the book, his dad is a fisherman and there aren't supposed to be any Japanese boats out on the waters. But he doesn't know that because he's out there fishing, doesn't speak English or whatever. And then he gets shot and his buddy, the first mate or whatever, which isn't really the term that he used, but got shot and killed. So the dad gets arrested after he gets shot and recovers. But I mean, the similarities in that shit and thinking about like, what do they call it? The internment camps for Japanese people that happened all over the U.S. And they rounded up Japanese citizens and stuff. I'm kind of surprised they're not rounding up people who have been exposed to the COVID-19 sickness.
Yeah, I feel, but that's kind of where it's going to head, though, because people are saying that the people that have been exposed be further in isolation, whatever mm-hmm. that means, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know that the shitty fucking Carnival cruise lines and all that shit, they were offering to be offshore hospitals if everybody paid them, which is fucking ridiculous. Like, cruise ships are bad enough already being the most polluting fucking industry and, like, all that shit and treating the towns that they visit like shit. Like, in the Juno episode, I talked about how Juno spent money on this cool, like, whale, sculpture or whatever. It's massive, and it blows up water all the time to get people to walk further north in Juno from the cruise ship docks, and it didn't really work. And Carnival is suing Juno for the money that Juno spent building their own statue.
What the fuck?
So I talked about that in the Juno episode that we had, but...
Oh, shit. Yeah.
But that's how shitty these fucking companies are. We'll be offshore hospitals. I mean, it's not like they're fucking... They're going to go anywhere anyway. All these people can't be on cruise ships, you know? So their cruise ships are just going to be sitting there anyway. So... But they're like, yeah, you guys can use us if you pay us. Like, fuck you.
And then I think Trump was like, thank you so much.
Yeah, I seriously hope all airlines and all cruise ships go out of business from this stuff.
So we were talking about how nobody listens to podcasts now during the quarantine. But I want to give a shout out. I was listening to this last night before I went to sleep. And oh my God, this podcast is amazing. It's called Sleep Cove. Is it Cove or Cove?
Cove. C-O-V-E?
Sleep Corona Cove. But
Sleep
it's
Coven.
Called Sleep Cove. And it's this dude, Christopher Fenton. Basically, it's like a 50 minute to an hour podcast, and it's like a sleep hypnosis. It's really cool. Well, in the beginning, he'll do advertisements and he doesn't whisper, because I downloaded other sleep podcasts, but a lot of them were ASMR, so I wasn't, that was just a total turn off for me. That does not relax me at all. But this one, he's like on the verge of whispering, but not really. He has a really relaxed voice. But he basically does, you know, guided meditation and then kind of like a sleep hypnosis. And it worked. I mean, I didn't fall asleep from it, but I was super, super relaxed. I mean, I eventually turned it off because I was like, okay, I'm like falling asleep. And then yeah. It's like kind of like waking me up. But like in the beginning, he'll advertise it like purple dress.
You got.
Yeah, so that's annoying.
No
but
way.
Even that makes you a little tired. So you guys check it out. It's called The Podcast to Get a Good Night's Sleep.
I've been listening to Bukowski books. I've been listening to Hollywood most recently, but I just finished it. So I was going to start this book, this audio book, that's Helmet for My Pillow or something like that. And it's written by one of the dudes that was in one of the real people from the show The Pacific was based on. And if you haven't seen The Pacific, now is a fucking perfect time to watch The Pacific. It's like Band of Brothers, but on the opposite side of the theater of World War II. They're in the Pacific. They go to Guadalcanal and all the way to Japan. Yeah, it was amazing, really fucked up, really crazy series. And that dude, Remy is in it, the guy who plays Mr. Robot, and Freddie Mercury. And but no, it's a really good series. I finished it a long time ago, but I bought Helmet, or I got a credit for Helmet under my pillow, Helmet as a pillow, whatever the fuck it is, and I need to start that now because I'm trying to do some research for a historical fiction novel. But I'm not gonna say any more about that.
Why not?
Teaser trailer. I was thinking about reading poetry in my novels on Twitch.
You should do
but,
that.
But I was recording the audiobooks, and I haven't been because I get interrupted so much nowadays.
So you're right. Yeah, you mean you haven't been writing. Well, you've been writing lyrics and stuff and poetry.
I wrote a lyric. I wrote one, and that's it. I haven't written poetry at all.
Damn fine lyric, too.
But, yeah, we've got... I know we keep saying we're releasing stuff, so... You know what? We haven't done an update. That's what we should use. Okay, so hey, everybody. We have a phone game that I am probably about a third or a half done with the script for. And then I had to reload my computer and I lost the game file for the game because I was going to release it as a PC game and a phone game. But the script is almost done. It's about halfway done. I wouldn't say almost. But so you're stuck in not an Applebee's, but a pair C's, and you get chloroformed in the bathroom when you're going pee, and then it's a choose your own adventure after that. You wake up in the walk-in and nobody's there, and there's a mad hobo outside who's trying to get in for some reason, and there are more surprises and things in store. So we didn't forget about the phone game. We didn't not do it. Like, that's why I kind of hate talking about stuff like that before I actually finish it, because it takes a lot longer than
so
I expected.
Excited, though.
But we had a baby, and I had to finish my other novel, which I didn't finish before Fox was born. Oh no, I did. And then I wrote half of another novel. I'm doing great.
Wait, how
so
did you forget?
Everybody can suck
novel?
A dick. I'm doing fantastic. Ha ha ha. Mm-hmm. No, but the phone game's coming out still. I have to reload my phone system. All this, it's very complicated. It's mumbo jumbo. Jargon, jargon, jargon. And then
there are other ways to interact too.
So then, well, you guys can still call and leave a voicemail, and you should, because what else you got to do?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is we've got the music just about done, the synthesizer percussion stuff for I think it's called Retrowave or Synthwave album that we're kind of working on while we're in quarantine.
It definitely sounds, I mean, is that has similarities to New Wave?
Well, it's like Comtruse and like, you know, not really Vaporwave, but yeah, like that old cyberpunk style
of
music.
Of course, my vocals are very, very poppy. It's probably like Lady Gaga.
I don't know. It'll be cool. We've got some good stuff. I wrote the guitar parts. We've got the synth and drum tracks done. We've got most of the lyrics done. We've got a surprise song that we're covering that we're going to put out for free because I don't want to deal with rights. And so, and if they fuck us, then they fuck us and whatever. We'll torrent that bitch. Piracy for life. But,
the postpartum voice is real. It's like my mom voice won't, like, it's a very different voice.
So, yeah, and so we're, our arrangements are almost complete. We are very far into this, and that's cool that we are right where we are when we're doing this episode, because we've made a lot of progress. And it's not like the phone game, which you guys are, I'm just going to stop saying it's going to be out soon. It's going to be out when I'm done with it. I've got a baby, dude. Lay off.
Oh, damn. See, now you're getting feisty.
I'm all, yeah, I'm all, mm-mm-mm.
I like
ain't gonna touch my motherfucking cheese.
This podcast, I just, it's funny. I just imagine people fight, argue, but.
I just see pictures of people like, shut the fuck up, Alex. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Let your baby talk. He's asleep.
Passed though. Out.
But anyway, so yeah, so we've got an album that we're working on in quarantine. We're keeping ourselves busy. I need to paint a picture tomorrow.
That's all I can do, man. And you know what? My advice is, too, during all this shit, is to go outside because, like, we took a drive today. We went down the old Route 66.
Shit, sucker.
And that was pretty cool because a lot of the prostitutes, or shall I say human trafficking, there's definitely people that think that all prostitutes are trafficking. The pimps utilize drugs and beat them submission control, which is trafficking.
So here's...
Anyways, I've seen these. We've seen them. Prostitutes or sex workers with masks. And there is a tip line for sex workers out there to avoid or prevent the coronavirus, and one of those is have sex doggy style, so that if the dude is coughing, not cough all over you.
Or the lady with the strap on. There are many ways to have
doge
style.
So at this point, I'd rather get AIDS than the coronavirus. There's a cure. China
flu.
What were you gonna say
there? I was gonna say, stay tuned because we're back and we're doing a two-part special. So everybody, just go get a beer. Don't go get a beer. Just play the next episode, and we'll be... I mean, you can go get a beer if you want. But there's no... We're not going anywhere. It's not like there's a break. We're releasing both these episodes at once all on the same day. So you have twice as much fucking to listen to. So, BRBHBUTTYLLMAORFL.
Stay safe, guys.
G2TGGLH.
Stay safe, guys.
We're not recording?